Welcome back to this NFL Season Review Edition of Pro Football Weekly. This is Wayne Larrivee along with Hub Arkush, and we welcome in Senior Editor Trent Modulin. His beat, the AFC West. And Trent, this is a division that overall was somewhat of a disappointment. Now, San Diego rebounded to have a nice season, but Denver, Kansas City, Oakland, wow, they all look like they're pointing down.
Yeah, you know, it certainly was a downturn for them this season. You know, starting off with the Broncos, second straight season out of the playoffs, and you know, everybody assumes that Mike Shanahan's job is stable. He hears that from the organization and from Bolin, the owner, but it just seems like he's under a little bit more heat right now than he has been probably at any point in his career. And the big thing that they have looking forward in the offseason is wide receiver Javon Walker and running back Travis Henry. Both do large bonuses this spring. And the decision is, it's a big decision for them as to whether or not to bring both guys back with their injury histories and Henry's off-the-field problems. In Kansas City, they ended the season on a 9-game losing streak. Chiefs fans were really up in arms and thought that maybe some changes should have been made, but everyone is staying put except for four assistant coaches on the offensive side of the ball fired by Herm Edwards. Basically, they need to decide if Brody Croyle is the answer at quarterback, whether or not they've seen enough from him, and the offensive line issues, guys, were a major hindrance for what was formerly an explosive offense under the Dick Vermeil era.
Well, we've talked a little bit about the Raiders and the way we hear it, Trent, but rather than talk about the coaches, let's touch base with you on what's going on the field with them. And as far as the Chargers, I got to ask you, in light of what happened in the Super Bowl, will the Chargers be the team to beat in the AFC going into 08?
Boy, I think they have to be, Hub. One of the most complete rosters, if not the most complete roster in the NFL, and that's scouts saying that. That's not me or any of our correspondents, and it's right throughout. I mean, offensively, defensively, they're solid all the way through. Probably will need a little bit of help, a little bit of depth on both lines, but clearly with the way Antonio Cromartie stepped up and the depth that they have in a lot of positions, I think that they'd have to, as long as Phillip Rivers comes back completely healthy from the torn ACL, I think that they would have to be looked at as the number one team. Oakland, they've got a lot more questions than answers at this point, despite doubling their mediocre win total from a year ago. They boosted it up to 4. They've got a lot of question marks. Warren Sapp's retirement. They've just got holes on both lines, really. The running game did get established under offensive line coach Tom Cable. They really established a power running game this season, but a lot of question marks at the running back situation. Lamont Jordan is probably gone, but Justin Fargus is an unrestricted free agent, really exploded on the scene this season. But they also have Michael Bush, a talented rookie who they have, who spent most of the season on the pup list. So they've got some depth there, but what they do is another question. And, of course, Jamarcus Russell going into the offseason. This is a big offseason for him. Finally got a taste of the field late in the year, and he's got a lot of a lot of maturing, a lot of polish is needed with his game, but certainly the talent is there.
Well, thanks very much, Trent. We appreciate your work all season on those stories in that division. Now let's move on to the AFC North division. And Hub, when you take a look at this division, obviously you've got Pittsburgh and Cleveland, Cincinnati, Baltimore. Pittsburgh started out real well, didn't finish very well. Cleveland at 10-6 seems to be the one team on the rise. Cincinnati better take care of defense. And Baltimore, although a new coaching staff moves in off a rock-bottom 5-11 season, they're just a season away from 13-3, so this is an intriguing division.
Well, of course, this is Mike Wilkening's beat, but Wilkie on vacation this week, Wayne, so I'm going to cover it for us. And you start with the Steelers, and you ask yourself the question, will Mike Tomlin really blow some things up on the offensive and defensive side of the ball right now? He came in a young head coach, just took over most of Bill Cowher's staff and personnel. Now he's probably going to make some changes. Will he go to a 3-4 defense? I'm sorry, back to a 4-3 defense? Probably not, but he will want to put some of his own wrinkles in. The big questions in free agency: Alan Faneca on the offensive line, can they re-sign him? He may be too pricey. And also offensive tackle Max Starks could be moving on. On the defensive side, Clark Hagans has been a good linebacker for them, but Lamar Woodley is ready to step in, so look for them to let Hagans move on. They want to get a new contract done with Ben Roethlisberger, and then they're going to have to upgrade their offensive line. Now, you talked about the Browns. Biggest surprise in the league this year, can they re-sign Jamal Lewis? They want to. It's going to take a long-term deal. They think they'll get it done. And what about Derek Anderson? They're going to tender him at the highest offer, but will they keep him? They're almost hoping that somebody might make him an offer. They would take a 1 and a 3 in exchange. They also want to keep offensive right guard Seth McKinney, who's a free agent. They've got to get better on defense, Wayne. The Browns are going to be looking to get defensive line help and secondary help and anything they can do to catch up with that big explosive offense. The Cincinnati Bengals, 12 unrestricted free agents, 4 of them at linebacker, including starter Landon Johnson. You've got Medea Williams at safety, Justin Smith at defensive end, You have to wonder, what are they going to do front office-wise, and then what does new defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer do to replace the talent that they're sure to lose? Chad Johnson has had a kind of a volatile offseason, but he's going to be back. Marvin Lewis has told us they want to get as much help on defense at any position they can get it at as they can. And then finally, the Baltimore Ravens. John Harbaugh, the new head coach, is his quarterback on the roster? We're not so sure he is. He may be looking for a quarterback. They've also got some age at cornerback with Samari Roll and Chris McAllister. Terrell Suggs is the one big-name free agent. They'd like to get him re-signed. May not be able to. They could franchise him after losing Adalius Thomas last year. Wayne.
All right, Hub, stay tuned. We move to the NFC with a look at the East and North divisions on our postseason edition of Pro Football Weekly after these messages.